leaders from more than 50 countries gather in Washington today for the final nuclear security summit of the Obama presidency. Russian President Vladimir Putin is not attending. Participants, though, are expected to focus on the threat of terrorists getting a hold of nuclear materials. That after authorities discovered a plot by the Brussels terrorists to kidnap a Belgian nuclear scientist. And we'll get more of that in a moment.
But first, there is new research today raising concerns about how quickly we may see the devastating impact of climate change. A study published in the journal Nature says sea levels could rise by more than double the current estimates because of carbon emissions. The study, co-authored by Penn State's David Pollard and Rob DiCanto of the University of Massachusetts, says Antarctic ice melting alone could lead to a 3-foot sea level rise by the end of this century. Richard Alley is Pollard's colleague at Penn State. He's a professor in the Department of Geosciences, and the new study is based on some of his ideas about glacial ice. He joins us via Skype. Welcome to Here and Now.
Oh, thank you, Jeremy. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, and explain what exactly the researchers did here to find what they found.
Right. So what Rob and Dave have done is to put more physics into a really good model for how ice sheets change, and then to check those physics against the history of ice sheets and sea level and choose the parameters, the numbers that match history, then run those into the future and ask what it means for us and our coasts.
And what it means, it appears, is that sea levels are going to rise much faster than previously thought.
If we keep burning and warming, yes, this research shows that sea levels will rise much faster than we thought. But this research also indicates that there is a choice here, and that if we decide to build a sustainable energy system more rapidly, that maybe we will avoid that large and rapid rise.
Well, explain that. How is it possible that we would avoid that large and rapid rise at this point when the ice in Antarctica is already melting and the temperatures are already warming? How would we stop that from happening fast enough to stop the sea level from rising as much as this report says it will?
Right. So the qualification, there are still large uncertainties in this. But what Rob and Dave found in this study was that at the point where it gets warm enough in the air that we're putting lots of meltwater in the cracks behind the cliffs around West Antarctica, it falls apart really rapidly. But we're not yet warm enough that the top of West Antarctica is melting really rapidly. We have seen over and over again, say in Greenland, you melt on top, you make a giant lake, the lake wedges open the crevasse, and then all heck breaks loose. And we're not to that warmth yet in large parts of West Antarctica.
But if we get there, this report spells out some pretty dire scenarios around the world in coastal cities, putting large parts of New York, London, Hong Kong, Boston, all kinds of coastal cities underwater within the next century or two centuries.
Yes, it does. We have always known that the uncertainties about sea level rise are mostly on the bad side. So we have some estimate of sea level rise. It may be a little better than that. It may be a little worse than that. It may be a lot worse than that. This just upped the possibilities of a lot worse if we keep warming the world rapidly.
So what could be done right now to stop this terrible scenario from taking place?
Right. So we have known for a long time that if we use the scholarship on climate and energy and so on, we can make decisions that help the environment, that are ethically sound, and that help the economy. And one of the very strongest conclusions out of the whole field of science and energy is that using this knowledge to move towards a sustainable energy system in a sane and reasonable manner actually helps the economy as well as the environment, and it would help head this off. So it is taking advantage of the things that help us to also help our grandchildren and their grandchildren.
And yet, report after report like this comes out, and it doesn't seem like the things that you would say need to be done are done. In fact, just yesterday, there was a big report that came out about how 95% of the world's coral reefs are experiencing terrible coral bleaching because of rising temperatures in the seas.
It is certainly worrisome, and yet you see so many possibly positive signs. 7 years ago, I got really interested in certain aspects of this, and I was writing about solar energy. And 7 years ago, I couldn't really, with a straight face, say that solar was very competitive with much of anything economically. And now you see people putting it on their roofs and putting it out in the desert, and there really are places and times that it is highly economically competitive in a very short time. And so there are signs that could make you very nervous and very worried about the future. There are signs that could make you very optimistic about the future.
That's Richard Alley, a professor in the Department of Geosciences at Penn State. Some of his research was used in a new report that is out today. And we'll link you to it at hereandnow.org about glacial ice melting and what that would mean around the world in the next century and beyond. Richard, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.